What's up, everybody? It's Roger James here from the Disc Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be giving our thoughts on the brand new trailer for Spies in Disguise, which is a new animated movie from Fox's like Blue Sky sort of studio. Now, obviously, this is going to be part of 21st Century Fox. We're expecting the deal to go through pretty much by the end of the year. So this comes out in 2019, so it's definitely going to be in the Disney wheelhouse by that point. And it was kind of like, this actually is the kind of one of the advantages of the Fox deal, is they're going to get hold of Blue Sky, which do put out some kind of pretty okay, I wouldn't say they're slightly above average animation ones. So it'll be interesting to see if this carries on. But Spies in Disguise stars Will Smith as a secret agent who is super cool. And then we've got Tom Holland playing some kind of gadget Q kind of character. And yeah, there was a bit of a twist in the trailer, which I wasn't expecting. But overall, this kind of looks a bit of a fun movie, not to be taken too seriously. And definitely sort of plays up on, I think, like that spy genre quite a bit.
I actually get some pretty positive vibes, similar like the original Men in Black. Mostly because of the Will Smith angle, but you know that he's playing Tommy Lee Jones character this time, though, the supremely competent, nothing can touch him. He knows every in and out and nobody bothers him at all. And then there's the twist and everything changes. And I don't know. I mean, we didn't see much of the twist. The twist was the very end of the trailer. So I don't really know what to expect with that, but yeah, I got positive vibes from this. I was digging the trailer before we got to the twist, simply because Will Smith was playing it very cool. The animation was very smooth. It really conveyed very well just how awesome a spy he was.
Yeah.
And then we get the twist, and just like, all right, well, it's on my radar. I had never heard of this movie before they released the trailer. But now it's definitely something I'm going to be keeping an eye out. I'm sure we'll talk about future trailers as well as those drop.
Yeah, I mean, the big twist really is you've got to go watch the videos. This twist of him being turned into a pigeon.
Yeah.
Which I was not expecting. I didn't expect the trailer to go in that direction in any which way. The way with the posters and the kind of this smooth, sophisticated Bond-like character, and suddenly he's turned into a pigeon. And there's this other pigeon kind of like wanting to mate with him. And, you know, he can see his butt and he can see forward at the same time. And he's not really. And it was just like, I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting this thing of turning him into a pigeon. I was expecting it to be like a spy, you know, buddy cop movie. And something they turned it into. And I like this kind of thing. I think of like Blue Sky, you know, the Ice Age movies. They have been very, very successful. And they've done some other bits and pieces as well. And this studio could fit quite nicely within the Disney brand. I mean, I think Fergenhand was that another one of theirs recently.
Why don't I look that up while we continue moving forward? But I think it was. And I did not see Ferdinand, but I did hear good things about it. It got solid reviews. I think it came out at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, it kind of got sandwiched between a couple of other movies, so it didn't do all that well. But it got good reviews. Yeah. So, I mean, you're not looking at, like, a studio with a bad reputation. Now, the Ice Age movies weren't really my thing, and I kind of ignored them after the second one, I think it was. But again, it's a name recognition thing, and like you said, this could slot in very well as kind of the third studio at Disney, where they kind of produce just the quirky little fun movies. You know, Pixar does the top tier, top quality.
Yeah,
you know, you're probably going to cry and laugh and feel all the emotions in between. And Disney does their, you know, their shtick, their usual, they're kind of branching out a bit, but it's always still, you know, feel good songs, etc. And this could be that little niche that falls under that, still good quality, but a different type of storytelling.
It'll be interesting to see if they moved Blue Sky Studio under the Disney umbrella a bit more, or if they keep it solely under, because I'm still not in 100% sure if they're going to be keeping the 21st Century Fox branding. I'm not sure quite what's going to happen with it, but this kind of these movies feel so much more, I mean, they're going to be at home on the Disney streaming network. This is, you know, if these franchises work, that I could see them moving forward with it and, you know, ramping it up. So, okay, guys, you get one movie a year, and a different period of the time from that, you know, and in some ways they might stand a better chance because they might get ended up being positioned well away from all the other Disney animated ones and kind of top up, you know, a quarter to boost up the animation. Because there's always the kids' holidays, you've got lots of different movies coming through. You know, you've got the spring breaks, the autumn breaks, the Halloween. So it kind of makes sense to sort of have something out in each one of them. And yeah, I thought this was good. I mean, you got Will Smith and Tom Holland, so you got two big names there. And it just looked a fun, and the way that they were kind of playing on this spy, just, you know, he's being perfect and he's got all the gear and he can, you know, it caught me by attention because I was like, you know, it's kind of non-Disney animated movies. You're never 100% sure if it's going to be awful or okay. And DreamWorks seems to have got, they've kind of gone by the wayside. They're not really around the same way they were years ago.
It's arguable. I mean, they probably haven't had a good new IP in a while, but some of the old IPs that they've been working on are still doing very, very well at the box office. You know, How to Train Your Dragon 3 is building up a lot of hype for later this year or early next year? I can't remember. But they're building up hype for that. I know they've got some more Despicable Me stuff coming in, which apparently you either love or hate.
I'll be honest. I always like watching the Minions. But I think that's Illumination, so I don't know if that comes on the DreamWorks or not. But yeah.
It's part of the Universal branch, which is kind of associated with all of them. I think that, but either way, point being, you know, they still have their properties, but they're not Disney, they're not Pixar. They found their niche, and they're still doing it. Just to confirm, Ferdinand was Blue Sky Media, so that was by them. So they've got a solid reputation. They don't really have blockbusters. I don't think even the first Ice Age did. Like amazing at the bottom. It certainly made its money back, or they wouldn't have greenlit five sequels.
Yeah.
Take. But they're a solid company. I can't argue that. And I have to give them in the trailer. It was a good twist because I think we have seen this trope many, many times before with the super slick, totally competent veteran. Nobody can touch him. Story. Many, many, many times. And like you, I was kind of expecting, Tom Holland is going to be like the apprentice who's mostly clumsy and not nearly up to the standards, and it turns into a buddy cop kind of thing. And then it's like, no, he's Q, and he turned the guy into a pigeon. And he doesn't seem to know or realize that there is something wrong with turning your top spy into a pigeon.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, didn't see that coming. You've got my attention. So
it does look good. Can't wait to see kind of where this one goes. So this will be coming at some point in 2019. No official release date yet. But anyway, guys, let us know in the comments below or on social media what you guys think of it. Go check us out over at DisKingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe. And we shall see you guys in another video. Where can they find you, James?
They can find me at HeroicLegacy.com.
Yeah. It's been a week and a bit. I've had a vacation. That's on that note, guys, see you guys soon. Later.